So raise your hand if you went to Ash Wednesday. All right. Well, a lot of people went. That's good. So where are the ashes now? Anybody still have their ashes on their foreheads? Take a look around. Anybody still have the ashes? No? No? No more? No more? So what was the whole point of Ash Wednesday then? Have it in our hearts, right? Yes, you receive the ashes exteriorly, like on your forehead, but the whole the point is to wear those ashes inside your hearts, interiorly. And it looks a little something like this. How clean is your room? Okay, how clean is your room? What is this? What is this, Rose? Does that mean it's clean or not so much? Okay. Raise your hand if your room is really clean. Like, if I inspect your room right now, it's clean. Really? Really? Wow, that's not bad. Do you think my room is clean? No? Wait, do I look messy to you? I mean, did I comb my hair? I thought I did. That's right, my room is messy. That's right, my room is, it's messy for the most part. You know, I have stuff all over and clothes, and sometimes I get lazy and I have a sock here and then the other sock is on the other side. But I do clean my room too, right? I do, especially if my mother pays me a visit. I don't let her in until I know she's coming. But cleaning my room, it's kind of like a seasonal thing for me. You know, it's not like something I do every day, you know, but sometimes I get in the mood and I get in the season, get in the spirit and clean. And but once I do get in the mood, it's like, all right, I'm cleaning this thing and that thing, and I'm in this cleaning mode, and I clean for a couple hours straight, right? And usually what happens after you clean your room? How do you feel after you clean your room? Yeah, you feel good. You feel like you did something. You feel like you accomplished something. And you sit there on the couch and you're like, wow, it's clean. And I feel like peace. And this is a good environment, good setting, right? That's kind of what Lent is all about, okay? Do you know what the word Lent actually means? Lent, L-E-N-T. Not like lentil soup, but Lent. No? Maybe, yeah. Lent, the word Lent, it actually means spring. Spring. You know, like spring, summer, you know, winter, you know, fall. Spring, right? And what do you usually do during springtime? What did you say? Spring cleaning. Exactly, right? The flowers are blooming and you're like, all right, springtime, time to clean. Spring cleaning. And that's what we're called to do during Lent. Spring cleaning, not only of our house, of our room, but spring cleaning of our interior relationship with God, right? How clean is this room here, right? Is it very clean? Is it like immaculate, you know? Has it got some little dust on there, here and there? Or is it pretty messy, like my room, you know? And usually if you want to clean your room, right, like what kind of tools do you use? Vacuum. I mean, if it's really dirty, maybe you got to use gloves, you know what I mean? Right? But yeah, Lysol, you know, things like the Windex maybe, right? You need tools to clean your room. And that's why during the season of Lent, the church gives us wonderful tools to clean our inner relationship with God, to do spring cleaning in our relationship with God. The tools of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those are the three tools that the church gives us. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, right? Now, it's not easy. It's not easy because we face many temptations, right? So just like you feel like you want to clean your room, but it's like, oh, I don't know, you know, I feel lazy, or I just want to take a nap, or just leave it, you know. Nobody's going to come visit me, so just leave it alone, right? We too face many temptations. Even Jesus in the desert today in the gospel, right? But you and I, we are called to conversion as we begin the season of Lent starting Ash Wednesday. Do you remember the words that the Ash minister said to you as you received the ashes? Do you remember? Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. And you receive that on your forehead, and we're called to carry that out in our hearts during the season of Lent. And that process is what you call conversion. You and I are called to conversion. And conversion, it's a little bit like this. If you look at any crucifix, you know, any Catholic crucifix, which one? Maybe not that one, okay? But a cross that has the body of Jesus Christ on it. If you pay attention to Jesus' hands, right? What do his hands look like? With his arms outstretched, like this, right? And they nailed him to the cross like this, right? Jesus is calling you and I during the season of Lent to conversion. The Greek word is metanoia, conversion from the heart, to receive his mercy with open arms. Metanoia, right? But how do we receive Jesus' mercy, his enduring love? How do we receive his love? In a state of metanoia, with open arms, arms outstretched, or in a state of paranoia? Metanoia, conversion from the heart with open arms, or paranoia? Paranoia like Oscar De La Hoya, or a boxer, very self-defensive, with his mittens up, ready to attack, with cold hearts, hardened hearts. How are we to receive Jesus' love and mercy during the season of Lent? In a state of metanoia, open arms, or in a state of paranoia? And to help us to soften our hearts and to open our hearts to be in a state of metanoia, I would like to invite one of our parishioners, Brian Perez, okay? I hope he has a wonderful testimony of his own life, his own conversion story. And I hope that hearing his story will help us to grow in our lives and be open to receiving Jesus' love in a state of metanoia.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you, Father, for the opportunity to discuss my personal conversion. My name is Brian Perez, and my wife of 11 years, Jeannie, and I have 4 kids, and we've been parishioners at St. Lucie's for the past 10 years. The subject of conversion can go a lot of different directions, and after some reflection, my message I'd like to share with you focuses on conversion in the context of evangelization, sharing, and renewal. Evangelization has naturally been a large focus of the church for quite some time, with a particular emphasis in the recent papacy of Pope Francis. He reminds us that evangelization is wrong to see it as a heroic individual undertaking, for it is first and foremost the Lord's work. It is first and foremost the Lord's work. Another helpful way to think about this term is from Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, who has described evangelization as the first step in conversion. I'm very humbled by Father Kevin and Father Steve to participate in this evangelization experience by sharing my conversion, and hope it inspires you in a renewed personal journey during the season of Lent. When I think of who I am, family immediately comes to mind. Conversion specifically to me has been an evolution of God's real presence in my family's life, both immediate and extended. I've had and continue to have many blessings in my life, some really great runs, and some difficult hurdles. My grandparents and parents instilled into me early that nothing is possible without God, and that prayer is important, not only in times of success, but also trying times. Ever since I can remember, the response to good times and bad has been simply, say your prayers. Repetition is the mother of all learning, and prayer has always been the key to open the door to God's grace. Opening the door and letting him take over can be the most peaceful thing imaginable. Opening the door allows the easily recognized blessings to occur. for a kid from Southern California. Who would have ever thought I'd find my beautiful wife by way of San Antonio, Texas, in South Bend, Indiana? The gift to raise four kids with her has always been an awe-inspiring responsibility, and I won't kid you, a constant reminder of the gift of patience and love. We didn't know anyone in the area when we moved to Campbell, but we have been so appreciative of the many within the St. Lucie family who have readily accepted us. There have also been many challenges, and boy, do they keep coming. These challenges have had a larger impact on my ongoing conversion because it would have been simple to shut the door and doubt his plan. Some of these challenges have been recent and range from normal to horrific. My mom being diagnosed with breast cancer, just completing her double chemotherapy, 12 more single sessions to go, and then it's off to radiation. The excitement of starting a new business, only to experience betrayal and be engulfed with anxiety. A family friend for whom this mass is offered of over 30 years, who was murdered in Tijuana, Mexico, while visiting her dad. Just last week, my wife's life was put into jeopardy during a brazen armed robbery while regularly volunteering for my daughter's synchronized swimming team in Santa Clara. Yep, it's pretty normal to ask why many of these things happen and let doubt creep in. The main way I've always rejected that doubt and actually strengthened my faith is to remember the Virgin Mary when St. Simeon told her that her son would be set for the fall. It must have been heartbreaking. We have free will, and through my continuous prayer to our Mother Mary, I'm constantly reminded of the strength of the Holy Family, what they went through, and the eternal peace they were granted through their unrelenting faith. It reminds me of the Mother Teresa quote, "I know God won't give me anything I can't handle. I just wish he didn't trust me so much." A final thought in regard to our free will to choose and inviting God into our lives was in a recent prayer reflection, which made mention of C.S. Lewis's book, The Great Divorce. In it, Lewis writes, "There are only two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says in the end, 'Thy will be done.' All that are in hell, choose it. Without that self-choice, there could be no hell. No soul that seriously and constantly desires joy will ever miss it. And to those who seek, find. To those who knock, it is open. So I wish you many blessings and pray for your renewed conversion during this season of Lent. Thank you."